Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Richard Gage coming up, architect, engineer, with his big national organization, Architects and Engineers, 9/11 Truth, coming up after this break. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, number two Department of Treasury, associate editor at the Wall Street Journal. He joins us, and I appreciate him doing that because he put out articles this week saying, hey, get ready for a staged event so that Bush can legitimize his whole operation. You see the hubris, the confidence of them steaming forward as their approval ratings literally start going into single digits. Dr. Roberts, continuing with what you were saying.
Okay, Alex, they're setting us up for another 9/11 type event. that's one way they could go. Another way they can go, Pat Buchanan pointed out this week, they can have another Gulf of Tonkin event because we've got three carrier strike forces in congested waters off Iran. And what they really want to do is to hit Iran, and they want to hold this war together long enough to hit Iran.
And Ron Paul was saying that last week.
Yeah. Well, they say it over and over. Don't forget that we had Cheney a month or two back over there on board a ship in the Persian Gulf telling the troops we had to hit Iran. So even the vice president is determined. It's in the press almost every day that he's pushing to hit Iran. And
did you hear about Pastor Hagee and these weird Christian groups saying demanding the president attack now and saying it's our new religion? I mean, this is like
Alex. They're put into motion by Cheney and Rove. I mean, this is something that's not coming from him, from Hagee. It's coming. He's just mobilizing the Christian fundamentalists to get behind the attack when it happens. So they wouldn't have to have another 9/11 event unless the situation gets dire for Bush, in which case they would resort to that in order to scare the people behind him again and have a way of shutting up all the war critics.
Do you think that's going to happen, and do you think we're going to go into a martial law type scenario if the neocons...
Of course, if it happens, he'll declare a national emergency. And that's the end.
What do we do at that point? Do we submit?
You can't do anything. They can arrest you at will, and you become an enemy combatant if you complain about the war. Look, didn't you see the Pentagon yesterday or this morning?
Said we're aiding enemies. Yeah.
Denounced Hillary Clinton for aiding the enemy for talking about withdrawal. And you may know that on the 17th of July, Bush issued this new national security executive order that they can freeze the assets of anybody who is contributing to instability in Iraq. So you could see them use that on Hillary. People don't really realize how dire the situation is. So here are the possibilities. They can finesse the issue by having an incident. Oh, Iran attacked our Navy. People will fall for that just like they fell for it every other time. And then that'll let them strike Iran. You know, they've set Iran up. We had the Senate resolution last week, I guess it was, 97-0 to condemn Iran for killing our troops in Iraq. Okay? So that's all ready to go. Now, if they think they need more than that, then they can stage a terrorist attack here, or have a series of terrorist attacks, or if they know of one, an actual one, just let it happen. And we know they've already infiltrated a lot of blowhard dissident groups and got them to talk about terrorism, and then they arrested them for the terrorism. So if they can infiltrate those kind of groups, they could probably provoke them into action.
I agree with you, sir. Yeah. We're gonna let you go. Let me just speak to you one moment off air, and we got Richard Gage coming up. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has been our guest. Dire news, but it's the facts.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I just completed our interview with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about impending martial law and staged government terror attacks that precipitate that. This is what I've been saying for 4 or 5 years. The next attack will be when you start hearing them say, well, we tried to keep you safe, but you wouldn't let us take all your freedoms to keep you safe, so now Al-Qaeda is going to get you. And they're now saying that, and you notice Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a real conservative, is saying we are literally going down the tubes right now. It's happening, not tomorrow, not next week, and I could have held him over, but I just made the final point he didn't have time to make, and I'll make the yes, and I make it for him. He said, we don't even have to conjecture or analyze history anymore. It's in the newspaper. I mean, there's open talk of dictatorship. There's open talk of arresting people. There's open talk of World War III. They're saying we're going to be attacked by terrorists. We have Republican memos about how they want terrorism. It's happening. Okay, we're going to open the phones up later for our guests. He'll be with us into the next hour. And we're examining the big terror attack, the staged event that kicked all this off. And I want him to start back over with his 18 major points to make about the collapse. And he got to about the first 8 or 9. Maybe he can accelerate back through those and then give us the other 10 or so that he didn't get to last time. He is an architect engineer, and he's the founding member of AE 9/11 Truth, Architects and Engineers, 911truth.org. We have links to it up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. He has written a lot of scholarly reports, so have other members of his organization. He's very well-spoken, very articulate, very effective and they're bringing forward the scientific evidence of an inside job that's irrefutable. But before we get into the 18 points and then take calls, Richard, first off, thanks for coming on with us. And secondarily, what do you think about Dr. Paul Craig Roberts saying that he thinks the balloon may be going up?
Fruit Loops, cuckoo. Fruit Loops, cuckoo.
Okay, that is not our guess. We put the wrong caller on. This is a funhouse day here at the network at every level and every way. Do we have Mr. Gage back on the line now? Okay. What happened is we let Gage go, and then just so happened, Murphy's Law, the planets must be aligned here. Lord Rothschild must be correct in that Jupiter and Saturn are now closer to the sun. That was a new one here. That's what happens, though. Once there's one mistake in one area, and that's what's happened with this criminal government, it just leads to one after the other until you end up with things like what we just heard there. Interesting story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. iPhone, a Trojan horse for government surveillance. Backdoor spyware modules allows state corporations and hackers to listen in. An alarming white paper concludes that the Apple iPhone contains a backdoor spyware module that allows hackers or the government to conduct secret surveillance of the user, part of the established trend of corporations and states working hand-in-hand to eavesdrop on citizens via widely used software and hardware products. Earlier this week, a technology group in Russia released the results of their attempts to reverse engineer the iPhone, concluding that the product has a built-in function which sends all data from an iPhone to a specified web server, contacts from phone book, SMS, recent calls, history of Safari browser, all your personal information can be stolen. The module could act as a backdoor for Trojan horse developers. AT&T said the report, adding that government structures would have access to the information. Well, I mean, there's been reports about how they make all these telecommunications companies and hardware and software developers put backdoors in. I mean, Microsoft basically is NSA. And if you don't think that all based up there in Washington State, that Apple isn't riddled with spooks, you got another thing coming. Since AT&T displayed no hesitation in handing over information about their subscribers to the U.S. government as part of the controversially legal NSA wiretapping scandal, well, I mean, they have whole floors at every facility that just are NSA, it would be no surprise to learn that included in the trendy new must-have gadget is a spyware module that allows the government to listen in on your conversations. I told people 8-9 years ago, because I'd read it in industry publications, that all of the cell phones have it built in that they can tune in and listen even when your phone is off, and now that's in the news. It goes on and on. Digital cable boxes such as Scientific Atlanta have secret built-in microphones inside them since their inception in the 90s, and these originally dormant devices were planted to be activated when the invasive advertising revolution arrived in 2006, marked that date. Google admits they can tune in over your microphone on your computer for keywords. The article's very important. All right, we do have our guest there. I appreciate holding. And Richard Gage with the founding member of AE911Truth.org. And I want to go over his 18 points, and I also want to take time out to take calls. And at the same time, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who we just had on, sir, talked about how he thinks Bush may stage a big terror attack because they've got to go into Iran. He talked about how all the ducks are lined up in a row. Are you getting that same sense of urgency, Mr. Gage?
Well, I do share that sense of urgency, although I don't have time, unfortunately, to research the events that he and you do. I'm out there as much as I can trying to wake up as many architects, engineers, and others to the evidence that I'll be sharing with your listeners today.
Absolutely. Just tell us about yourself, and then let's go through the 18 points. You got halfway through them last time. Let's just rocket through all of them and then get into where this is going from here and take calls.
Okay. Well, I've been a practicing architect for about 20 years, and I've designed a whole lot of steel frame fire protected buildings, including in the Bay Area here. We've recently concluded the construction administration for this local high school, steel frame, $120 million campus. And now we've got a project in Nevada with a $360 million project budget construction. So that's going to have 1,200 tons of steel, a very, very large project, including some high-rise office and commercial. So a very exciting project for us.
Please continue.
Okay. So I will... We started talking about Building 7, World Trade Center 7, the last time you and I talked, and what we discovered was that it's a 47-story skyscraper that was not hit by an airplane on 9/11 that dropped 6.5 seconds for almost free-fall speed into its own footprint. And we talked about all of the evidence for controlled explosive demolition in that building, including squibs that your listeners can see on our website on the upper right-hand corner, our website being ae911truth.org. Of course, that stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So take a look at that evidence. It's extraordinary. By the way, I got into this 12 months ago when I heard David Ray Griffin on the radio, and he was talking about the World Trade Center towers because the Court of Appeals in New York forced the city to release the oral histories of 1,000 first responders that were recorded on tape. And held in secret by Giuliani and Blomberg. Now, the reason they were holding this is in secret is because 118 of these first responders were talking about explosions, very specific descriptions of explosions wrapping all the way around the building near the point of the jet airliner impact. And they talk about flashes of light occurring here and there in different ways. 118. This is extraordinary evidence that can and will be taken to court. Now, so Dr. Griffin was talking about all of this, and I was stunned. This was 12 months ago. I had to pull over in my car and listen to the rest of this interview, which was played on KPFA radio, People's Radio here in the Bay Area. Bonnie Faulkner, her show Guns and Butter. It's extraordinary. So he talked about the beams that were ejected laterally 500 feet, individually dissected from each other and ejected up to 500 feet, landing in the buildings beyond, across the street, hitting even building 7. And these beams are welded and bolted together in this moment-resisting frame, structural engineering term. And according to the official theory, if you were going to have a gravitational collapse, these beams would not be ejected outside the footprint in a 1,200-foot radius. They would be stacked up down below in a fairly chaotic pile, but a pile nevertheless. We have 110 floors in each of the towers. They're composed of 4- and 5-inch thick concrete. This material is not found at the bottom of either tower. What we have is the debris field is spread out over this entire area of the World Trade Center site. So It's quite unbelievable, the official story, because the guy, in fact, who brought these trusses that support the floors, he looked for them because he was hired to do the demolition work. He couldn't find any of them. No floor trusses, no macroscopic chunks of concrete. It's quite amazing. So
Stay there. Let's keep going through these points and talk about the big question. What is the establishment going to do as more and more scientists become heretics and Say 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 20th, 2007. Gold, $679. 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $794, $345.80 for half, $172.90 for quarter. That's $794, $345.80, and $172.90. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
A lot of people think that if they just say something is one way, it makes it that way. Like when we had Lord Rothschild on running the live Earth propaganda a few weeks ago, and he said that Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars are closer to the sun. And he just laughed and said that's the way it is. Karl Rove said a few years ago to the Washington Post and New York Times reporters that he controls reality, they say what reality is, and we just follow what they say. They really believe that. And that's why they blew up those buildings right in front of us. Tower 1 and 2, top down, Building 7, classic demolition, blowing the bottom as it collapsed into its own footprint. They did it right in front of everybody for a theatrical event, and now literally thousands of engineers and scientists and physicists have gone public. There's close to 200 members of this group. It's pretty new. And they're having big conferences. They're going all over North America and now all over the planet. And the word is spreading, and people are looking at the scientific evidence. And what you were on a few weeks ago with us, Richard, and what percentage of, you said the vast majority of your colleagues, that when you do show an engineer or an architect the evidence, they're converted because they understand the basic mathematics and the basic engineering. What percentage was it, Richard?
Average about 70%, but one firm I went to, there are 15 architects there, virtually all of them agreed with me and signed on to our website. And one couldn't because he had a Middle Eastern name and he was concerned. The other firm I went to, we had 38 show up, and we had about half of those. So it seems to vary, but I only gave the Building 7 information then, and I think people are more emotionally tied to the Twin Towers. So I'll start with the Twin Towers, I think, from now on at the architects. We're going to try to hit one architecture firm every other week now, and until we reach all of them. And in addition to that, I will be speaking around the country. I'm going to New York the week of 9/11, and I'm very excited to be speaking the day after that with Stephen Jones and Kevin Ryan in Indiana on September 10th. Then I come back to Oakland at the Grand Lake Theater on September 11th itself, and we go down to Santa Cruz, September 15th, and it just goes on and on. Oh, it will be in Cambridge, Massachusetts, hopefully at MIT or Harvard, on December 15th. And we talked about coming to Austin as well, your neck of the woods. It's pretty exciting. So regarding the continued points that I want to make, 18 of them, I've got about 10 more to make just on World Trade Center 1 and 2 alone. What we have at the below the ensuing onset of destruction, which we talked about was explosive and fast, and then, they said, the top of the towers started coming down. It wasn't that the top of the towers came down and then it was squirting out these building materials. Very, very different from that. So what we have 20 floors or 40 floors down below this wave of collapse, if you will, in quotation marks, destruction really, is squibs or explosive ejections of pulverized building materials. And they occur precisely at midpoints, interestingly enough, between the corners of the buildings, 20 and 40 floors down. We're told
just have squib points. What you're saying is they're at the exact points where you place the charges.
Well, it's curious, actually, because we don't know why these occur exactly at the midpoints. We're doing some research to determine that. But
the point is they're symmetrical. They're not randomly coming out. They have a symmetrical, planted look.
That's right. And you wouldn't have that if the NIST theory, National Institute of Science, Standards and Technology, gives us their theory that this pile driver, which is 20 to 40 stories high, depending on the tower we're talking about, is pushing down the structure, the air through the elevator shaft.
No, you have the squibs, and then it starts collapsing.
Well, the squibs occur after the onset of the collapse. But NIST is saying that it's a result of air being pushed down through the elevator shafts, which is ludicrous because if that were the case, the air would fill the open office plan outside of the elevator shaft, and then it would kind of uniformly pressurize the space and blow out many windows.
Sure, stay there. And I want to go back through the points you made last week because we have different people tuning in right now. Some of those first points we made, too, about the molten metal and the rest of it, people need to hear all this put together. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Folks, I'm going to do this because I'm tired of it. You've heard Troy from West Virginia call in here to the network and say, I better not go to New York, or, you know, it's not going to be good if I do. And you've heard him call into other talk shows here on the network and say he'd like to punch him in the nose and things like that. And what he did is we were calling Richard Gage to have him on. And I don't appreciate people messing my show up. I don't appreciate deception and things that are very uncivil, and I mean that in the meaning of civil. It's one thing, we let Troy have the floor when he calls in here and makes fun of us. We let Troy, have his say. But I knew it was him calling up saying cuckoo, cuckoo in the past. I could recognize the voice. I don't care. That's funny because it shows how cuckoo you are. But we're talking about life and death issues. I'm looking at the end of the country where I live. I'm totally freaked out. We got terrorists that blow buildings up in front of us that run the government. We got the father of Reaganomics on talking about it. And then you call up, and he admitted it to John Harmon in front of a witness on speakerphone because we caller ID'd him. The main numbers don't have caller ID. The back line, you call the office, it does, Troy. And Troy likes to call the extensions and make jokes and do things, and he's admitted he's called in the past. Well, today he called up and he said, this is this is Richard Gage. This is architect Richard Gage. And so we went on air, and then Richard Gage never got on and ended up getting on 15 minutes late because of that. So I'm going to give you the number to the car dealership. You've heard Troy call in here before. And he's the manager there, by the way. When you ask for the manager, you get him. You need to ask for the owner of the car dealership, and you need to explain that we don't like the prank phone calls and impersonating people to get on the radio here and messing up my show. I don't think it's funny, Troy. Okay? Don't play games. Now, you guys gave me that number quick during the break. You were too busy giving me the story. Read it back if you want to make sure I get out the right number here on air. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, what dealership is that? Chevrolet. I know he's called him before and bragged how rich he is and how he's a big manager at a car dealership. He is. It's in West Virginia. And, in fact, do a Google search on that number. I want to find the name of the dealership. I want to find out. Oh, you're already doing it. I want to find out who the owners are, and I want their owners called politely. Don't call up and threaten people like Troy does. Don't call up impersonating people. And let me tell you something. I will take civil action against you, Troy, if you impersonate and you call in and screw my show up anymore and you call in back business hotline numbers that you're not supposed to even have and you impersonate people. We're not calling up to your office impersonating people that you work with. You know, I guarantee you, Troy'd probably call the cops if we called in faking the name of a manager or something and messed up some car sale deal or something. I mean, that's the same thing. You're calling up a company, and you're impersonating people. I'm sorry, Mr. Gage, you've got a hold for this, but this is the type of stuff we deal with. There's a lot of other stuff behind the scenes that other people do, and I frankly am sick of it, and we're going after people that do this. Okay? Now, I want you to call this number in West Virginia. Now, Troy, you've been calling in for a year. We've let you shoot your mouth off. We had your caller ID before because you've been calling the office. We didn't call and complain about your threats. We don't care about that. But what we don't like is you calling up impersonating people on my radio show on back business lines, keeping us from getting a guest on. Okay? And he did admit to John. John, just turn your mic on and come on air.
Okay.
What did Troy when he answered say and do?
Well, I asked for the management, and I recognized his voice right away. And I said, why are you calling into the Alex Jones show and pranking us? And he was just like, yeah, so, just repeated that over and over again. And I ended up hanging up on him.
Okay, 304, call and let the ownership, whoever's above Troy, know, do not get involved in the inner activities of the GCN Radio Network, a corporation owned by Ted Anderson. I mean, just get out of our business. I've let him call in. I put him to the front of the line. I've given him more time than anybody else when he's called in. Okay? But I'm not going to put up with you screwing up my show, Troy. Go to their website. Find out his full name. You can find that out real quick on their website. 304-755-3801. You crossed a line, little boy. Turnpike Chevrolet, Nitro, West Virginia. Turnpike Chevrolet, Nitro, West Virginia, 304-755-8301. You call him up. We don't appreciate him calling in to our company and impersonating people on business lines, back lines, hotlines, to get on air and prank call this radio show. By the way, in many states, prank calls that are malicious are felonies. By the way, go Google prank call felony. Pull up laws on West Virginia. He also did it in the state of Minnesota and Texas. 304-755-8301. And go to their website. I want his full name on air. Look, just don't. You people don't know when to quit pushing. All right, I apologize to Richard Gage. Richard, you got the floor. Go through your points. I'm sorry.
Okay, Alex.
That's maybe why we didn't have you on until 15 after for us to figure out what had gone on.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Well, back to the Twin Towers anyway. These squibs are also explosive velocity at 100 to 200 feet per second. This is not the rate of air moving through a window. And you can calculate it. It's on the video. So then we go to this incredible pulverization of all of these building materials. Let's talk about the concrete. There's 90,000 tons of concrete in each building. I already mentioned that they're not found at the bottom in any kind of a pile. It's not found at all. There's no macroscopic chunks. Where is it? It's all in this incredible quantity of dust, 10 times the volume of the building, that is spread out through lower Manhattan and drifted across the river to New Jersey. We're talking about 10 to 100 micron particles. This is powder, almost talcum powder, most of it. Some gravel, certainly. But this doesn't happen by any kind of a gravitational collapse. Neither does the deposit of over 700 bone fragments, human bone fragments, found across the street on the top of the Deutsche Bank building, bone fragments that are only a half an inch long, maximum. What kind of mechanism reduced these people who apparently were murdered, clearly were murdered, apparently by some force, some people that I'm sure we'll get to, that apparently were not Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda did not have access to these three buildings, which were almost as highly secure, or the next highest secure, to the Pentagon. So that's the pulverization of these, including file cabinets, by the way. 1 million file cabinets estimated in these buildings. There's none of them down at the bottom. The fireman described the biggest piece of the telephone he found was a keypad, about 2 or 3 inches. Unbelievable vaporization, almost. And I have some of this World Trade Center dust that was given to me by somebody who was in an apartment across the street from the World Trade Center. And you can put a magnet over it, and all of this, these tiny, tiny, tiny fragments of metal come up.
The globulates that were discovered when he interviewed her and many others and got the samples, Dr. Stephen Jones.
Yeah. In fact, let me talk about that, because Dr. Jones found in the World Trade Center dust perfectly round microspheres up to the size of a BB, most of them much smaller. Where in the hell did these come from? They're hollow. They're predominantly iron, as he did a chemical analysis. And they have all of the trace elements of a aluminothermic reaction, which is what thermite or thermate is. Now, the Dr. Jones found fluorine, zinc, manganese, and several other aluminum, several other components in the right chemical proportion, that he concludes very clearly that this is indeed the byproduct of the aluminothermic reaction. Well, let's talk about that. If you were going to try to take a building down and blame it on the fact that fires produced weakness in the steel and therefore we have a gravitational collapse, you would start these charges, the placement of all of these charges, you would do it very quietly, which it turned out not very quiet, but much more quiet than RDX or C4, common explosives in controlled demolition. Thermate is a cutter charge used by the military to cut through steel like a knife through butter. So you'd place thousands of these at the column and beam connections, which is, by the way, why they all appear in these photos and videos as being dissected from one another. And then the explosions apparently happened a fraction of a second later and atomized this molten iron, which is the byproduct of thermite.
And so in repeated scans, electron microscopes, microprobes, it shows the exact signature from multiple chain of custody controlled samples from all over the country, and even samples he got covertly through government sources. It keeps showing the same thing, the same signature, where you find these trace elements and trace chemicals and compounds and signatures that are never involved in the melting of steel unless you have these thermate accelerants, which are also highly explosive, involved. And going back to before the last break, when I said that the squibs are preceding the explosions. I know that the top's already exploding and collapsing, but I'm saying as it continues to blow, you see explosions on the top, then it starts collapsing, and then well below it, as far as some cases 10 floors down, you then see them blowing it and atomizing it as it falls, almost like it was, you know, top down, boom, 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 boom. Do you see my point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. And I wanted to corroborate your other point. FEMA itself found these microspheres in the dust, and the USGS did the chemical analysis for them, and they showed perfectly round spheres, too. Well, this is how they used to make bullets in the Revolutionary War time. They dropped molten lead off a very high, I don't know how high, and it went in a cliff or something, and it went into a vat of water to cool off. And the surface tension forms with the molten metal the perfect sphere, or nearly perfect. So all of the evidence seems to point to a controlled explosive demolition with the thermite as the cutter charge, and none of the evidence points to and supports the NIST theory.
Well, here's another point. If you've got jet fuel with air injected with a bellows burning at a maximum of 1,800 degrees, and then you can't start really melting steel, even getting it soft, until 2750 plus, to have it in splattering spheres, we're talking about 33 or higher. How do you have 2,500 plus degree temperatures a month later in molten pits below from fires that wouldn't even melt people who were standing there for 20 minutes waving for help, supposedly by the hottest fires? I mean, this is, it won't melt flesh, but it melts giant 4 foot around steel beams.
Yeah. In fact, John Gross, the head engineer of NIST, I mentioned NIST before. He actually claims verbally, and he's on record, and I have it in my presentation, there's no evidence of molten metal, and yet, so what are you guys talking about? They have to deny it because there's no explanation for it. As you mentioned, there's a 1,000 to 2,000 degree difference in the temperature of office fires versus flowing molten metal.
And there's also a world of difference between just steel that you get to melt temp where it oozes and white-hot splattering and perfect globulates. I mean, we're talking liquefied.
Yeah, and it's not steel either. It's molten iron, which is the direct byproduct of thermite. So, I mean, there you have it. Now, back to NIST, they deny the molten metal completely, even though we have firemen on video saying it's flowing like lava, and we have plenty of witnesses describing it, and we have the
video.
The World Trade Center structural engineer, Leslie Robertson, describing it flowing molten metal.
There's also four different videos of it pouring out like a foundry, as the firemen say.
That's right, right out of the South Tower at the point of impact of the plane. Shortly before the collapse, this molten.
Well, it's clear for cutter charges. You know, just a few minutes before, right before it collapses, suddenly you see it pouring out of orifices. This yellow hot iron, the byproduct of the steel being melted, and then they have the classic explosives packed with that to then shatter it. I mean, clearly from the experts we've talked to in demolitions, they had both types of explosives, which we now have learned they do in a lot of demolitions.
Yeah. And not only that, Dr. Jones found on the slag, which was sticking to the steel, which was incorporated in a monument at Clarkston University, and this artist sent him this slag, he found that also it was predominantly iron. Also, it had the exact, not exact, but likely proportions of fluorine, manganese, zinc, and barium, which are completely chemicals that are not found.
By the way, in the top 10 list under federal guidelines for arson investigators, state and federal arson investigators, in the top 10 things they look for is arson by thermite or thermite, and we've now gotten the handbooks on this. It shows exactly how they look for those derivatives in steel from a melt, because it's one of the favorites of arsonists.
Well, and FEMA actually helps us corroborate this as well in their report, because they find evidence of intergranular melting which again requires temperatures over 20.
And sulfidation.
Sulfidation, which is the sulfur deposits from the thermate, and rapid oxidation, which I don't completely understand, but I'm told is direct evidence of extremely hot temperatures not found in any office fires. So FEMA hands it to us on a silver platter, and what does NIST do with this information? They completely bury it in their follow-up interview, or follow-up report.
All right, stay there, Richard Gage. I want to come back. I want to rocket through the other points you haven't gotten to yet. There's so many in this giant mountain of smoking guns. And then in the next hour, you want to talk about 9/11, folks. You want to talk about the collapse of the towers. Well, then you can talk to Richard Gage, a just amazing individual, really having a great effect. Actively spending many hours a week going out just in California alone, visiting with all the major architecture and engineering firms, and converting around 70% of those he comes in contact with the basic science. This is how we're going to defeat the New World Order. It's a life and death situation. We'll be right back. We'll give out the number and take calls. Stay with us.
I'm going to leave you.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Richard Gage, continuing with your points, sir.
All right. Well, we left off with this incredible concrete powder, but the amazing thing about this is that the dust expands at this incredible rate through this pyroclastic flow, and only a tremendous amount of heat can produce this. Now, there's only so much energy available in a gravitational collapse, so that energy can't go into all four of the following things. It can't go into an amazing expansion of clouds, which Jim Hoffman in his amazing, is really exhaustive research site, 911research.com, goes into and says that basically we're looking at, I think it's 10 times the required amount of energy just to expand this cloud as is available in the gravitational collapse. But in addition, the production of all of this molten metal, it can't produce that even, let alone all these things together.
Basically, it'd be like if somebody shot a cow with a 80-millimeter howitzer and the cow was blown into a splattered mess over 500 yards. And then the government told us that somebody shot the cow with a BB gun.
That's right. And it's not only that, it's this the amazing hurling of debris 500 feet. That has an energy source as well. And there's another one I'm neglecting that I can't think of right now. So we go on. Oh, crushing the 100,000 tons of intact structural steel takes a more energy than the gravitational the kinetic available gravitational available. it takes more than that. So I'll slow down and think more clearly. What we have is a free fall speed of collapse, meaning that the columns in the structures, in all three of these structures, gave virtually no resistance. Structural engineers design these structures to resist not only the loads of wind and earthquake, but the gravity loads of the building itself and the people and the occupants. And this is completely ignored because of the free fall speed. Those columns have to be removed a fraction of a second before the pile driver, if you will, up above is pushing it down. Now, in all the videos, in 2 to 3 to 4 seconds, you don't have a pile driver anymore. It's disintegrating at the top, such that after that time, all you see, you don't see a pile driver pushing the building down. There's no gravitational energy even available. What you see is a series of explosions like a belt around the building, creating this mushroom without any pile driver. In fact, in one of the photos, many actually, in videos, you can see small portions of the core structure that managed to remain for a while. They're not pushing anything down. Everything's being blown up around these core structures. Next, we have blast waves that move.
Tell you what, stay there. We got a break. Third hour coming up. Your calls straight ahead after Richard Gage, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Third hour is only 70 seconds away. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.